And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Take a moment just to breathe. Follow your breath into that inner sanctuary where you know the truth of your being. Release any tension in your body. And as the physical tension melts away, let go of any thought, fear, worry, or angst that is keeping you from being fully present to this now holy moment. Take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out, knowing your sole purpose at this moment is to experience God and the reality behind and beyond your human self. So in this consciousness, imagine yourself in the crowd that greeted Jesus in the old city as he entered, riding on a lowly donkey. You can hear the sound of rustling branches as people all around you are shouting, save me now. You are mesmerized, not sure that this teacher on the back of a small donkey could truly be the Messiah. And as Jesus passes you, he looks deep into your eyes and you are moved in a way you have never been moved before. Your feet start to move and you follow the crowd, following Jesus as he enters the temple gates. You observe as he takes one look at the situation in the courtyard and seems to know that what he sees is not aligned with the truth of what the temple should be. You see him overflowing the tables of the money changers and merchants, driving them out of the holy temple. And you know, in the deepest part of your being, that Jesus is inviting you to do the same. Jesus is saving you now. He is inviting you to turn the tables of your consciousness, to search your soul for any embedded theology that places a limit on the love and magnificence of God and your own divine essence. He is inviting you to know the truth that God is everywhere present in absolute good, absolute peace, harmony, and joy. And you hear Jesus say, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer?" And hearing those words, you know that true prayer is centering your attention on the omnipresence of God and the truth of your oneness. In early Sanskrit, the word prayer meant seeing oneself wondrously made, seeing oneself wondrously made. Spirit is, you are wondrously made. Open your heart now to accept that love, goodness, and peace are what you are. Later, you come back to the temple courts again, and there is Jesus teaching. He is explaining to the crowd that God is not in the sky, that God cannot be reached by sending up wisps of smoke from burning sacrifices. He looks directly at you and says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within." And slowly you feel from deep within an inner knowing of truth that your journey into Jerusalem is a journey of accepting your true divine identity. This is the moment when you accept the body of the Christ, the spiritual energy that cleanses your eternal soul and enables you to serve the living God. You say to yourself, "I am an individualized expression of Godness, created to be whole and free. I am on this earth to be love. I am on this earth to be power. I am on this earth to be peace. I am on this earth to be all that I can imagine God to be." Take a moment to contemplate these truths and the meaning they have in your life in the silence. And now let us come together in communal gratitude for the few moments even of true communion with all that is. Let us set the intention during this Holy Week to turn the tables on any false ideas. Let us bear witness to what is spiritually true, and let us stay true to who and what we really are. We name this and claim this on this holy day. And so it is, and so we joyfully and gratefully accept its being as we come together to sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.